Got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show. Got a damn good show.
We got this MSNBC host.
Name's Yasmin.
Name Yasmin. She's been going through some health scares and
I'm praying for you.
Yeah,
I'm sincere. I'm being sincere.
Yeah, I hope you make a full recovery. Yeah. Whatever you battling. See, over here on the right, we're human.
Yeah.
See y'all on the left?
Y'all not human.
I remember back when COVID was full-fledged.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get vaccinated, news agencies like yours was putting out this argument, maybe they shouldn't be allowed in the hospital.
Maybe they shouldn't be allowed to have their jobs anymore.
If they're a nurse, maybe they don't need to be working.
Doesn't matter if they was on the front line when COVID broke.
Yeah.
You're not taking your vaccine? You're a selfish piece of shit.
You're fired.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that was you people.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out. Yeah. But anyway, this woman's been going through some health scares.
And, you know,
and what?
This story she's about to tell y'all, I don't.
Okay, let me say this. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, she had to come out public because she's been battling something. She's been gone. She's been out of work for like a week. And, you know, her fans are like, man, I hope she's okay. Yeah. What happened? What's going on?
I love her shows.
Where's Yasmin at? Hey, Yasmin, let us know what's going on. Hey, have you seen Jasmine? Hey,
it's Yasmin, not Jasmine.
Oh, it's Yasmin.
Yeah.
I said Jasmine?
You said Jasmine's Yasmin.
I said Yasmin.
No, you said Jasmine.
I said Yasmin. You don't tell me what I said. I said Yasmin. What's the difference? Yasmin, Jasmine's all the same.
Well, but anyway, I'm going to let you hear her story from the horse's mouth herself.
The horse's mouth?
No, but she.
Why she's been gone
for so long? She don't look like no. She's a good looking
woman. She don't look like a horse.
No, she's a good looking woman.
That's a good look.
I'll tell you right now.
If that's a horse, that's a damn good looking mare. That's a damn good looking mare.
A mare is a male horse.
Well, what's a female horse?
A fam.
A what?
I don't know. I think a mare is a. Who gives a shit?
I'll look it up. And I'll let everybody know when you get back.
All right, let's go to the video.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I know from my Twitter feed that many of you have wondered why I have been off the air for a little while. Well, I have been dealing with a little bit of a health scare. On December 20th, I began to feel chest pains, and they waxed and waned over a period of 10 days. I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but as they continued to get worse, I started to think something was actually wrong.
Still looking good, though.
It was December 30th when I finally went to an urgent care and was told I had reflux. I didn't really buy it, but I was relieved it wasn't my heart. My body, though, was pretty certain not to believe the reflux. The next day, on December 30th, I woke up with severe pains both in my chest and in my left shoulder, and it was like a tightening in my chest. When I took deep breaths, that got worse when I was lying flat. I knew enough at that moment to understand that it could mean, could is the key word here, that I was having a heart attack, especially because it was happening in the left part of my shoulder. I want to remind you, I run 7 miles 3 to 4
Get
times
to the
a week.
Point. What's wrong with
I did.
You?
I do yoga. I don't eat meat. I don't smoke. Mm. I drink occasionally. Not right now, though, because my doctor tells me I can't.
Real good.
Aside from not getting enough sleep and working too much, I'm a pretty healthy person. But on that day, I was anything but. My husband drove me to the emergency room, and from there, the nightmare that has been my January began. I was diagnosed with pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of my heart, brought on by a virus, a literal common cold.
A common cold?
I also had fluid around my heart that had to be drained or else it could hinder the beating of my heart. I was hospitalized for 4 nights and transferred from a local hospital to NYU Langone here in New York City. On January 4th, I was finally discharged after doctors drained the fluid around my heart, and I bounced out of the hospital. I couldn't get out of there fast enough with the hopes I was on the mend.
Yeah.
But that was not the end. 3 days later, I was readmitted when I felt a flutter in my heart, like a butterfly. It was inside my chest. They determined I had developed myocarditis, inflammation of the actual heart now, the heart muscle. I remember being shepherded through the emergency room and wondering, is this it? It wasn't, thank God. Instead, I spent 5 more days in the hospital where they ran a battery of tests, adjusted my meds, and made sure nothing else was fueling what was happening. And in fact, in the end, it was still just the cold that was doing all of this, that had caused all of this inflammation in and around my heart.
A cold? A damn common cold?
Now they call
that's
it
like that's like, man, I don't sound credible, man. I mean, that's like me telling you, hey man, I caught the cold, man. Guess what else I caught at the same time? Cause the cold, I caught herpes. Then I went back, the cold got even worse, and then I caught AIDS. But I'm still here. Doc put me on some medication. I'm gonna make a full recovery. You get myocarditis from a damn cold?
Look, they called the cold the common cold because it's so common. In all my years, I've never heard anybody having heart issues due to the common cold.
It's baffling.
I've never even heard that term myocarditis until they start passing out this
bat sauce. I've never heard of myocarditis. We got this syndrome, suddenly dying syndrome. People just walking, just dropping dead.
Yeah.
A common cold.
I want to say this.
You get a myocarditis, your heart swells up from catching a cold, from catching the sniffles.
What kind of fucking cold is that?
Man.
That sounds like a new strain to me.
What kind of cold is that? The nigga cold? Hey, what's that shit that came out of Africa?
Ebola?
Yeah, it sound like the Ebola cold right there. Hey, man, I caught the cold, man. I started bleeding. My body inside is turning to mush.
Hey, let me say this.
I coming cold, man.
Hey, come on. Okay, let me say this. I want to put this out there.
I just want to first say, before you put that, I'm glad you're okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be scary, man.
And you did figure out a mare is a what?
That's
the actual female horse.
And a male is a stallion. How did we not know that?
Not in the horses, bitch. Stick with the human species. I can tell them apart. But anyway, I want to put this out there.
You know what you call a female dog, right?
A bitch. I know that one. Everybody know that one. Because Negroes took that word and start calling women that. What's up, bitch? Now they got white women calling each other that at the club. Turned it into a term of endearment. But anyway, I want to say this about... Yeah. Now, these pharmaceutical companies, right?
Yeah, preach to them, man. Let them know the truth.
These pharmaceutical companies has paid tens, hundreds of millions of dollars to these news networks to advertise their bat sauce.
These networks' budget is based on pharmaceutical money. Without that pharmaceutical without this pharmaceutical money, without this pharmaceutical remuneration,
yeah,
they don't have a network. That's how much money.
But they still got a...
If they get rid of pharmaceutical money, remuneration, they're going to have to redo that budget. They're going to have to lay some people off.
Yeah.
They're going to have some cutbacks. I'm not saying the network be gone if Pfizer and all these pharmaceutical companies went away, but they would have to, cut back some salaries and lay some people off.
Yeah, so my point is this. Because so much money is given to these networks for advertising, and the networks are making so much money, can you really trust these journalists, these news anchors, to be unbiased when it comes to the ramifications of taking this vaccine?
It would be very, very...
Think about it. We're talking tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on the line. Do you think they would come forward and say, look, we've been paid all this money, and you know what? This ain't right. My damn heart damn near exploded my damn chest. You think they would do that?
No. Of course not.
I think if an anchor did that, I think the network would more than likely fire that anchor.
I couldn't do it. Imagine everybody, you live in a nice, beautiful house, your car's paid for, and all you had to do was tap dance for somebody 30 minutes a day, right? You just dance 30 minutes a day. That's all you had to do. You had a normal job, but you had a beautiful house. You couldn't afford this house without, tap dancing for 30 minutes a day, right? You had to dress up like a clown, tap dance, right? Imagine if you said, man, this is humiliating. I think you're making fun of me. I don't think I can do this anymore. How about we just sit down and talk instead of me tap dancing? Nope.
You're fired.
You think that person's going to be able to be impartial, be objective, and share their true feelings about what they're saying?
Yeah.
Because that money has corrupted them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at us. If we got paid $50 million
to vouch for the Every Day on the Show as a sponsor.
We should do it. $50 million now. You know how much money? You know what you can do with $50 million? You can give $25 million of that to Trump's legal fight.
Man, I ain't giving shit. My damn money. He got plenty of money. He figured that shit out.
Oh, man, he needs it. He just sent me a text the other day. He needs money.